Yes, yes, Gary.
You recommend a speed of walking, how fast, how slow?
Like for me, because I'm quite advanced in my practice, so I can walk far and also concentrate on my breath. But but for beginners who are not used to walking meditation and yet concentrate on the breath or loving kindness meditation, I will recommend you to walk slow. Because when you walk slow, you can catch your mind more easily. When you walk far, even there's lack of mindfulness, you don't even realize. So walk slow, good for you to catch if there's any lack of mindfulness. So slow is better. Okay? Or the beginning, if you walk 1 hour, then first 20 minutes, slow. Then another 20 minutes, a little bit, if you are used to it, a little bit fast, it's okay.
After you do body scanning with the four elements, mm-hmm. you recommend also do the mind scanning.
Yes, yes.
And would you please explain a little more about how, in detail, how to do it?
Mind element?
Mind.
Mind. You just keep your attention in the heart area here. And then fill your heart with love. Then gently tell yourself, may this mind element be happy, be peaceful, be contented, or whatever words that suits you most. Again and again. Say it slowly. Slowly. If you say it very fast, you cannot feel the love. You know? Say slowly, gently. Again and again, again and again. But sometimes keep on saying makes the mind tired. So you can pause for a while. Just feel it. Feel the heart. Feel the love flowing out from your heart.
Do you have to feel love first and then say it, or do you just
When you say it, you will gradually feel it. Mm-hmm. By saying it, you will feel it. And for the scanning of the body, you know, if you keep on scanning, sometimes your mind gets tired, because the mind is moving all the time. So when you get tired, when your mind gets tired, you don't have to scan. You take the whole body as one. Take it as a one. May the four elements in this body be healthy. Don't scan. But when you are restless, scan is very good, because it gets your mind busy. Your mind become busy, no time to go out from your body. Okay? But if it gets tired, then take the whole body as one, then just say, may the four elements in the body be healthy. That's enough. If you're satisfied with the body element, then you don't have to do mind also, no problem. Or you cut short the mind one, because mind is very abstract. Yeah, there's no place for you to feel it. Then you can do body more. Each individual is different. So when you test, when you try, then you know which one is more comfortable for you. If you send loving kindness to mind element, you feel more comfortable, then you do this more. If you do four elements in the body, send loving metta to the body, you feel more comfortable, then you do longer. Whatever you feel comfortable, give you concentration. Okay?
Walking meditation, clarification.
Mm-hmm.
So normally we've been told, about 20 paces back and forth.
Yeah.
But these instructions, you're saying even like a long walk, just go, and as long as we are maintaining the awareness of the meditation object?
The one is for advanced meditator. For advanced meditator, they can go long, but for this retreat, just like I said, maybe 20 pace would be enough. After 20 pace, then 2 and 4, again and again. Don't go around the whole monastery. Okay, yes.
And in regards to eating little, I understand one of the precepts is not having food after noon, but what about, like, let's say a normal calorie intake is 2,000 calories and you have 1,500 and spread it over three meals. Is there, I mean, you're talking about the energetic benefits of eating little, but is it just one, two meals, or is it really a calorie thing? You know what I mean?
I think both. Even you took some people when they say that, okay, I will not take meal in the evening. So lunchtime, to prevent hunger in the evening, I eat more than usual. That is also not okay. That is also not okay. Huh? You take as usual, in the evening, I don't think you will feel hunger. Maybe you are not used to it. If you feel hungry, you contemplate hunger, impermanent. It lasts for a few minutes only. After a few minutes, it goes away. Then it will not affect you anymore. Now, once you can do it, you get a strength already. You get a strength. I remember last time when I fasted for 3 days. First time I fast for 3 days, I do not eat anything. After that 3 days fasting, I developed such a courage in my mind that I don't even afraid of death. What a benefit I have, you know? 3 days no eat. So what? I'm not going to die, right? So you will experience the benefit by yourself. Cut down your food.
About skipping breakfast and doing lunch and dinner. I'm curious what options there are in terms of benefits.
No. Why? Because in the evening, usually we have less activity. So we don't need that much food. But in the morning, you have to do work. So you need some energy to do work. But in the evening, usually we don't have much activity and we are going to sleep already. That's good. The full stomach is not good for sleeping. You will have bad dream, you know, restless mind and dream. Not so. This is not practiced by Buddha's teaching. You can take one breakfast and lunch, not dinner. Because we don't need that much energy in the evening. And it's also going to sleep already. Okay, any other question? No more. So instruction is clear, huh? Then let's start.